sigh of relief that it wasn't going to be her. He stood by the side of his window, quiet with anticipation. For a few minutes, no one further came round the corner. Dirk watched as the large woman bullied her two children into the newsagent opposite, despite their wails that they wanted to go home and watch TV. A minute or two later, she bullied them back out into the sunshine again, despite their wails that they wanted an ice cream and a Judge Dredd comic. She yanked them away up the road, and the scene fell quiet. The scene was a triangular-shaped one because of the angle at which two roads collided with each other. Dirk had recently moved into this new office. New to him, that was. The actual building was old and dilapidated and remained standing more out of habit than any inherent structural integrity, and much preferred it to his previous one, which was miles from anywhere. In his old one, he could have waited all week for five people to walk around a corner. Number four appeared. Number four was a postman with a pushcart. A small bead of perspiration appeared on Dirk's forehead as he began to realize how badly wrong his plans could go. And here was number five. Number five almost lurched into sight. He was in his late 20s, tallish, with ginger hair and a black leather bomber jacket. Having arrived round the corner, he then stopped and stood still for a moment. He looked around as if he was half expecting to meet somebody. Dirk started to move when suddenly number six walked round the corner. Number six was a different proposition altogether. A rather delicious-looking woman in jeans with short, thick black hair. Dirk swore to himself and wondered if he hadn't secretly meant six instead of five. But no. An undertaking was an undertaking, and he was being paid a lot of money. He owed it to whoever it was that was paying the money to stick to whatever agreement it was that they hadn't actually got. Number five was still standing there dithering on the street corner, and Dirk hurried quickly downstairs to take up the chase. As he opened the cracked front door, he was met by number four, the postman with the pushcart, who handed him a small bundle of letters. Dirk pocketed them and hurried out into the street and the spring sunshine. He hadn't followed anybody for quite a while, and discovered that he had lost the knack. He set off so enthusiastically in pursuit of his quarry that he realized he was walking far too quickly, and would in fact have to walk straight past him. He did so, paused for a few confused seconds, turned round and started to walk back, which caused him to collide directly with his quarry, who, it transpired, had himself turned round and was now walking towards him. Dirk was so flummoxed to find that he had actually physically hit the person he was supposed to be stealthily tailing that in order to allay any suspicion he jumped on a passing bus and headed off down Rosebery Avenue. This, he felt, was not an auspicious beginning. He sat on the bus for a few seconds, completely stunned at his own ineptness. He was being paid $5,000 a week for this. Well, in a sense he was. He became aware that people were looking at him